Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
It's begun. The first of three shows that we're going to do tonight. Your microphone's on.
No, I couldn't hear myself.
I don't know
that'd be why.
You probably have your headphones turned down. Also, my microphone is like literally like falling apart.
Oh, goodness gracious.
More duct tape?
I gotta tape this
More
thing. I can't even afford duct tape. It's just scotch tape.
You can afford duct tape. We have some in the drawer outside.
Well, the idea is that I didn't want to duct tape it because I have a replacement part for this thing.
You just have yet to go to
I just haven't put it on yet. So I'm scotch taping it, and that's how we roll. Anyway, welcome to life.
Welcome.
July 4th, 2012.
Yep.
Is there something special about this date that I'm just forgetting?
I don't really think so.
I don't think so either, man. It's just the 4th of July. No different than any other month.
Basically.
Yeah. I think it's special because like some white-haired woman like ran across a river or something like that.
I was
and shot fireworks at Indians. There's something like that happening on this day.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
It is. Anyway.
And then they shared a meal.
A fish and bread. Loaves and fishes. That's a biblical reference.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Did you get it?
Yes.
Chris didn't get it.
Anyway, got it.
Welcome to life. We're live right now. It is not 8 o'clock.
Nope.
The reason being that me and Katrina... and Chris, I guess, are all going on vacation for the next basically 3 weeks. So what we're doing tonight is recording three shows. Now, I'm not going to mention this at the top of every show, but basically this show, the one you hear a week from now, and the one you hear a week from then, are all going to be recorded on the same night.
Now.
So prepare yourselves for, like, a train. Because right now, it's beautiful. It's on the rails. It's nicely upholstered.
It's on the rails.
Pretty soon,
off
it's
going to
like start teetering. It's going to get rickety. Maybe a roof will fall off. Russians will bust through some windows. You know,
get
things
Chris
that happen
off.
In action movies with trains. And in the third movie, we're not even going to be in the train anymore. We're going to be like at the bus station drinking moonshine. That's what this.
If we even make it to the bus station.
If we even make it. One of us may die. Two of us may die. It may just be Katrina. May just be Katrina.
Katrina.
Oh, I was thinking she'd be the only one living, actually. But,
why?
Well, because Chris would take a bullet for me, and then...
Oh, I'm taking a bullet for you?
Okay, never mind.
Exactly. That's why she would die first.
We're just going to kill Chris, because I'll push
exactly.
her in front
that's
of the
exactly.
bullet if she doesn't dive in front of it for
I
me.
I was going to say, just push her in front of the train.
Now she gets mad at me because I'm unromantic.
You're the man. You should take the bullet for me.
Whatever. I'm too good looking to take a bullet.
Whatever.
Can
he
I finish?
Say me,
I,
say
I need to finish my opening for the
I'm
music
I'm
going to
let you finish, though.
Thanks, Kanye. Appreciate it. Anyway, so usually you can watch us live, but for the next 3 weeks, you're not going to be able to. But if it wasn't 3 weeks now in this period, never mind. I'll tell you later about the live show. But anyway, if you are watching live right now, I did Facebook that you could watch us. You can text us at 505-750-0304. We'll get the text, we'll read them, and yeah, that's that. Email us in our email segment so your letters can be read. It's life@duo.com is the email address, DEWOH.com. And the sponsor this week.
Who's the sponsor this week?
This week, it's our favorite sponsor.
Yay! Who's our favorite?
Amazon.com.
Woo woo!
They're the ones that don't know we exist, but we know they exist because they give us cents and cents of dollars. Percentages of full dollars because you guys suck at using Amazon. That we appreciate, like, the three of you who use it all the time. You guys are awesome. The rest of you, you suck. And get out there and use Amazon.com. Go to Duo.com, DEWOH.com, and there's a little, like, widget thingy that's a search box and a link. Just type whatever you want in there, and then magically you find everything you normally would on Amazon, but we get a little bit
little
of the money you pay, which is great. And helps us a lot. So do that. This week's sponsor. Through the link on Duo.com.
Don't buy Coach Carter for 30 cents or whatever.
Yeah, that didn't count because Katrina's so cheap. The percentage was literally...
It was $3.
It was literally not worth... I think we get like 7% of that, so... $3 would have been
nothing.
We would have got about 23 cents or something like that off that movie.
But I don't think we did because it was not from...
Yeah, and it wasn't from an authorized seller of Amazon. But that's not Katrina's fault. The fact that she used cheap is her fault.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out yet again.
You're welcome. Anyway, so, number one topic. Going on vacation.
Where are you going on vacation?
I'm going on vacation to Colorado pending its non-burning downness. If it's still there.
Really?
We will go.
Isn't it like all over now?
No. I don't think so. I mean, I think the one up by where we were is pretty much all done, which is why I think it's going to be safe for us to go. But there's still a lot of them down in the south that are just ripping stuff up with their death flames and stuff. My phone was on.
Bad, Seth.
How dare I? I don't want to go to the event Book Scavenger Hunt, but thanks for inviting me.
I do.
I don't like books.
I like books. Where
I don't like
it?
Hunts.
I like hunts. Where
I don't know.
It?
I don't know. It's not important.
Okay, I'll look after. We do 3 hours of the show.
Yeah.
She'll remember
that.
I don't remember after an hour of the show. Like,
you know, we just got done doing 3.5 hours of live content. You know what I want to do now? Find out where that Book Scavenger Hunt is.
I do. Then I'm going to make you go.
I'm not going. It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, I won the last Book Scavenger Hunt I participated
totally
in.
I made that up, but she believed it, which is just awesome.
Okay, now you're in the doghouse.
Why am I in the doghouse?
Because she heard it all.
She doesn't care. She's over there eating pizza. See? She doesn't care at all.
Okay. What's left? What's next?
That's it.
Woohoo!
3 hours went by like that.
Well, we could talk about the general things, like the 4th of July weekend that's happening right now, like anything.
So it's not really a weekend, it's like midweek.
Okay, well.
Hey, it's festivities last.
We blow stuff up on the 4th of July. Katrina, what will you be blowing up this year?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I don't think so.
Why not? Are you going to be here for the 4th in Manhattan?
I think so.
She should come
so,
with us.
So, like, does anything happen in Aggieville or something?
I have
on
no
the 4th
idea.
Of July?
I have no idea.
Never been here?
Never been here.
Where
Never
were you
been
last
21.
Year?
It's in Wamego.
Oh, for the big fireworks.
Wamego does really good festivities.
So you're going to... Festivities, huh?
They've got a fair going on right now. Carnival rides.
I just never heard anyone say festivities. That's not in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That's all. But anyway. So, you're just going to sit around?
No, I'm probably going to hang out with my cousin. And then we're probably going to go to Wamego or Manhattan for the festivities.
No blowing stuff up or anything, though? No.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I might go buy some fireworks, but I don't have
I've any. Already bought 2 bags worth of fireworks.
It's ridiculous.
I don't have any money, so I haven't bought anything.
I got the best thing I've ever got in my life.
What is that?
Fuses.
You're just now getting introduced to fuses?
No, they didn't ever... In Wichita, they have a lot more strict rules on fireworks.
Oh.
Like, up here, it's like... They sell... Yeah. I think they sell rifles next to the Black Cats on the fireworks stands
yeah,
here.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, in Wichita, it's like you get Black Cats and Snappers, and that's all you get.
Really?
Yeah, there's like no Roman candles or anything like
no.
that. So I bought a whole bunch of that stuff, and I'm taking it down with
Dude,
me.
Dude, that's legit. Yeah. That's good. That's
well, especially since my parents live on this like big like farmland.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
We can do whatever we want. And so as a result of all these lawless rules, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Ruleless yeah. laws.
For lack of the laws.
There you go. That didn't make sense either, but let's go with what Katrina said. They sell fuses up here as well. Like green long mm-hmm. fuses that they make fireworks
that you
out.
Can twist together and
yeah.
make an extension.
So now
like,
I'm going to go
really
buy
excited.
Like $100 worth of tiny little fireworks that are still cool. Like shoot the ones in the air, but they cost like $1.50 and they're real lame by themselves. But when I string them together, it's going to be like Wamego up in my parents' house.
Seth is also yeah. going to kill himself.
It's going to be Wamego. Awesome. It's going to be me and my 2 brothers out there stringing fireworks together and just blowing stuff up.
And we're going to laugh at you guys.
No, you're yeah. going to be inside.
No.
Yeah. She laughed at me last year because I ran.
He runs really funny away from the fireworks. We have video of it. We should really put it up so everyone can see how... He, like, was like, he'd light it, and then he'd, like, run with his legs really far apart. It was really awesome, and it was 2 years ago.
I don't think that happened.
It did happen.
Chris probably had lazy eye that day.
No, I was not the only one laughing at you.
Yep, you had great company. My ex-wife and Monisa.
And your sister.
And my sister, who was 14 if it was 2 years ago. Just saying. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing for the 4th.
I'm going to hang out with my cousin.
Yeah.
Chris, what are
Chris
you
Chris is going to be with me.
I'm gonna blow stuff up.
She's gonna be watching me run. That's what she's gonna be doing.
Laughing.
I'm gonna be filming him run, and so when he explodes because he lights the thing and doesn't run quick enough, you can all see.
That'll be funny. Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's good. I was okay with it.
We're trying out some fancy liquors today.
Yeah, fancy.
And by trying out, we mean I've got 4 bottles of liquor out. We've got to survive.
All of which have been open now.
Yes, that's right. And all of them which I have drank from. Not tonight.
All as have I, but except for one?
Probably will drink out of it tonight. What'd you say? Are you scratching your face right now with the microphone?
I did just one. Now two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I said that I've drank out of all of them now, too, I think.
They're delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have. Yeah, I don't know. Did you have Grey Goose last time you were over? I'm sure you did.
I'm pretty sure that's probably all we ever have.
Yeah. Well, we had the UV Blue
last time.
Well, yeah, we always have the Southern Comfort, but I always drink all of it.
Yeah. I'm a Goose man. I'm a Honey man.
I'm apparently a Cherry Blue fan.
No, the Blue sucks. I don't like the Blue.
I didn't like as much as I thought I would.
The Blue is a girly drink, and
it's not even that girly.
It's UV, so like the vodka isn't that good. Like, that's my major issue with it. Like, SoCo, for being a super cheap whiskey, is actually not bad. I think it's because they, like, flavor it up with so much junk that you can't taste the horrible liquor in it. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Katrina is now inspecting a Grey Goose bottle.
That's because I was looking at their percentages, and it's just funny.
I've got to do this stupid freaking microphone.
Because the one we have is 35.5% alcohol. And we have a 30% alcohol. We have a 35% alcohol. And then we have a 40. So technically it goes 30, 33, 35.
Let me take a guess at what they all are. Okay, the Grey Goose is a 40.
Yeah.
Okay. The American Honey is the 37.
That was not an option.
That was not an option.
What was the options?
30, 33, and 35.
Okay, the American Honey is 35. No, wait. I retract. The UV is 35.
And what else is the other ones?
You got 33 and 30 left.
The SoCo's 30 and the American Honey is 33.
Wrong. You messed up. The American Honey is 33. The SoCo is 35 and UV is 30.
The UV's the least alcoholic and it tastes that bad?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's not that bad.
It's horrible.
It's okay.
That's what I said. It's girly. I think girls like it more because they have different tongues or something.
I don't like it more. I'd rather just have...
You have a boy tongue, Katrina.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
If I have a boy tongue, wouldn't that mean that I like beer and I don't?
It's just more tomboy. You're just more of a tomboy.
I don't like beer. Are you saying I have a girl tongue? But I don't like UV Blue. What tongue do I have?
No, I said I don't like beer, which makes me...
I know. So that you're... Boys like
Both
beer.
Of you are transgender tongued.
What tongue are you?
I'm a girl tongue.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Have you met
This is
me?
The oddest conversation we've ever had on the show.
I don't think it makes sense anymore.
It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
This is off to a good start.
Who has their What Matters to Us story?
Oh, shoot. Not me.
I do.
Okay. Then me and Katrina can do what matters to us, and Chris can watch.
Can you just go first?
No, it's a tradition.
Tradition!
And I have clips to play. Because last week we had this giant debate where Katrina lost, and she went first, and she swore that the person who wins goes first, not the other way around. Because she's gone first every week.
Every week!
Katrina's side is that I keep swapping it, so no matter what, she goes first. So, if she wins, she goes first. She loses, she goes first. My side of the story is the winner goes first, or goes last, and the loser goes first, and Katrina has just lost for 4 weeks in a row, and that's just how it's been. I have, because of the power of technology, gone back and retrieved our past 4 shows. And I have the segments in question prepared to play. We will find out who's correct and who is wrong.
Right after our messages from our sponsors.
Right after this sponsor.
These messages from our sponsors.
Thank you, Katrina, for dictating.
You're welcome.
This is life.
Welcome back to life. Let me tell you, this is the segment I've been waiting for.
All day?
This whole week. No, like...
whole week of Monday?
The whole time since last Tuesday night when I got these four clips, I've been waiting to play these four clips.
Oh my god, no.
Yep. And I have a listener letter.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to read it out of context because it reserved... or it's not out of context, out of its segment.
Yeah.
Because it's in context during this segment.
Are you going to read it first?
Yep.
Okay.
Molly writes, Katrina is such a drama queen.
Not really.
At first, I thought she was joking about the whole, I'm not falling for it again act. But then she wasn't. Really? Does she listen during the show? It's obvious that she just sucks at rock, paper, scissors and doesn't want to go first when she's the one who set the rule in the first place. I may be looking forward to the next show more than any other just because I want to hear Katrina get proved wrong.
Thanks, Molly.
I think that was the appropriate amount of haws. I mean, it was H-A like 15 times. I think that was good. So, Molly... it seems to think that you're wrong about this whole thing and that I've been right about the tradition the whole time. Any comments to Molly about the tradition?
I'm just waiting to find out. I don't mean to be a drama queen, but at the same time, I can see Seth messing with me because I can be...
So your whole basis for this is that you just don't think you can suck that badly.
No. I fully admit that I suck that bad. I just feel like you always mess with me, and so that's why I'm like, okay.
Gotcha. Can you give me, like, two other times that I've messed with you?
Not off the top of my head, but you mess with me a lot.
Well, let's just...
Oh, really? Really?
Let's go in chronological order.
Oh, let's...
Actually, let's review first. Let's play last week's episode.
Well,
so okay. We can hear what Katrina sounded like. Here's last week, the 27th of June. When Katrina's,
I'm not ready for this.
When Katrina's gasket just blew. And I believe on this episode, it's not in this clip, but I believe in this episode you challenged me get these clips because you were so certain that you were right.
Side note though, my brother did also comment on these.
And he said that you were wrong or that you were right?
Just comment on how I blew up.
Gotcha. Here it is. The before mentioned blow up. Okay, Katrina loses, which means she goes first. We do this.
You're so full of shit. No, I'm not falling for it again. It's not okay. I always go to the end, and you always make me go first. I'm not falling for it. You're full of crap.
The person who loses goes first.
You're full of crap. I'm not going first. I refuse.
And so, eventually, after like 5 minutes of us squabbling, you did go first.
I had to move the show along.
Because
the show must go on.
Because it's a tradition. Or as I've been saying in this episode, a tradition. So let's start now with our first episode back when we introduce this segment, What Matters to Us. This is from June 6th. The pinnacle of excellence in broadcasting right here.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, Katrina goes first.
Oh.
What, you think we were fighting for last place? Let's bring that type of happiness and enthusiasm to the show. I want to go last.
I just wanted to win. I didn't want to go first.
So there's you setting the rule of person who wins goes last. Now, the following week, the 13th of June. Okay, I win. That means I go last. I had scissors, Katrina,
and
Chris.
I won last and I went first.
No, whoever wins goes last, remember? Because we made fun of it last week.
Whatever, let's go.
Okay, ready, Katrina?
All right. Okay, Chris gets to go second. That means Katrina goes first.
I don't want to go first.
Well, you should have played better Truth or Dare, which is the only game that popped into my head. The next week, June 20th, I go, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, I win, which means you go first.
No, that's not the fair. Last time I won, so you made me go first.
Every
you
week we do this. The winner goes last.
No,
the winner,
that's not true.
That is how it's always been. The winner goes last. Chris, is this correct? Chris says it's correct.
She doesn't count. She's not even here.
This is how it's been. It's her time to shot. And then once again, last week. Okay, Katrina loses, which means she goes first. We do this.
You're so full of shit. Oh my god, I'm not falling for it again.
Four
it's
weeks
not
in
okay.
A row.
I always go to the end, and you always make me go first. I'm not falling for it. You're full of crap.
The person who loses goes first.
You're full of crap. I'm not going first. I refuse.
4 weeks in a row this happened.
I love how the two middle ones were the exact same where you won. You're like, okay, I win. I go last.
Yeah, and then you're like, no, I went last, first last week. So, Chris did not bring a What Matters to that story.
But I found one.
Okay, then we all three... We all three now get to play Rock, Paper, Scissors. I keep wanting to say Truth or Dare, and it's just, that's not the right game.
Not right now, Seth.
Later. It's really hot now, by the way. SoCo's going right through me. It's like I'm turning into Spider-Man, but I shoot SoCo.
We got two more hours. Let's roll.
I shoot cherries out my wrists.
Okay.
Oh, you should get the show so you can watch that on video, because that's worth it. If someone makes an animated GIF of that, I will give you
$100.
$100. So, okay, hold on. Okay, I was going to ask, are you guys going to slam your microphones in your holder so I can mute you?
No.
But before I had a chance to ask, Katrina slammed her microphone into her holder. So, here we go. Time for Truth or Dare. Not Truth or Dare! What's the name of this game?
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
It's time for Rock, Paper, Truth or Dare. Here we go. Rock, Paper, Truth. Okay, two things just happened. Number one, I did scissors on number two and number three, and then did scissors. The second thing that happened is that all three of us did scissors, because it's a tradition, and we do horrible at Rock, Truth, or Dare. And I still say Truth or Dare every time. I swear to God, I'm horrible at this. Let's play more Truth or Rock. Here we go. Are we ready? Katrina's crying. Katrina can't do it. Here we go. Rock, Paper, Truth, Dare. Okay. Katrina is in last place.
No, because everyone covers everyone.
That's right. We all did different, which means that we lose.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Here we go. Okay, all scissors. All scissors again. Oh! I hit the microphone. My bad. Let's try this again without violence. Okay, we all did three different things again. Here we go. Okay, we know for sure that Chris lost, so she goes first.
Yeah!
Katrina, you broke the streak! I'm not out to get you! However, we're changing the rules this week, and Katrina's going first. Now me and Katrina have to fight for who goes last. We both did scissors. We both did rock.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We both did rock again. Because we think the exact same way, apparently. Okay. Oh, I win. Chippy, chippy, chop, chop. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, that means Katrina goes last, Chris goes first, and I go second. Because Katrina is the winner this week.
No.
No,
no.
You're the winner.
I'm
you
the
just
winner.
Chop, chop, chop me.
Okay. Chippy, chop, chop. You go second, I go last. Chris goes first with her story that she got 3 seconds ago, literally. Let's clear this high-quality, well-prepared story that Chris is about to read.
Okay, so they obviously sentenced Jerry Sandusky the other day.
Who?
Jerry Sandusky, the coach from Penn State.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. I finally know
who.
Well,
whatever.
Scandal,
I know you do
molestation
know
of the boys.
Right. So now...
Scandal molestation of the boys.
Now
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Galamoosh, galamoosh,
do the fandango. Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Ooh, Galileo.
No, you have to do one, I have to do the other. You want to do the first one or the second one?
Not the first one.
You want to do the deep or the high one?
High one.
Okay, go.
Galileo.
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 Okay.
Okay.
I don't know the rest of the song. Go.
Okay, so apparently now...
Sorry. So apparently,
I was just
man,
like, go. And then Katrina laughed because I just Hitlered you into submission. Okay, I'm sorry.
There are now emails that say that.
Oh, yes.
The president and two other former university officials knew that Sandusky showered with this little boy.
Yep.
And
they've already testified in court that they didn't know.
But
awkward
it
them.
Says CNN does not have the alleged emails, but the contents were read to them.
Gotcha.
so
that's,
it doesn't
that's
have,
legit.
It
that's,
doesn't have what
I don't know.
Are.
I don't know if
journalism Katrina's, right there.
We're a multi-million dollar corporation and we can't get a hold of emails. Is that what you're
implying? No, but we had them read to us. Yeah. Well, that makes it
this article
reliable.
Is 7 pages long.
Yeah, I read that article. It's also 4 days old. But that's
well,
okay.
It was on the homepage.
I'm proud of you for having an article. Very proud. Any thoughts on the Jerry Sandusky trial?
No, not really.
Okay.
I just feel like other people had to know.
Well, duh. It happened for years. Common sense would tell you that.
It angers me.
Usually kid touchers aren't criminal masterminds, so I doubt he had it hidden for that long. Anyway, my story. I rock it old school with paper here.
Shouldn't Katrina go second?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Katrina, you go second.
I was just going to let him talk.
I felt so bad because you lost so horribly that argument that I'm just trying to make it up to you.
I was prepared to lose the argument.
Yeah. You lost.
Big
time.
Did I? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
did.
For reminding me. I couldn't remember.
Well, I'm reminding you. You lost horribly.
That's okay.
And it's your turn for your story.
Okay. So, what matters to me?
Thank you for doing what Chris didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Well, to go cheesy on you, old school you, my family matters to me.
Okay.
And my cousin.
Your family wasn't in the news for anything, were they?
No.
Man's burned down White
this
House.
This is what matters to me. So you
so she didn't find a news story. So I'm not much better.
No, I didn't find a news story.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a news story.
This is what matters to me.
Okay, what matters to you?
What matters to me is my cousin is in the Peace Corps, and she's in Africa for 2 years.
Okay.
She came back. She flew back for the 2 weeks.
Becca.
Brooke. Close. And
it's pretty good. I mean, I just read your mind, and I saw B. I was like, must be Becca. Because that's
wrong.
The only girl name I know.
Anyway,
I know a boy named Brooke.
Anyway, that's weird.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
So, my cousin from Africa, who I'm super close with, is back for 2 weeks, and she and I were texting last night, and we have plans to hang out on the 4th, and I can't wait.
Oh, is that the cousin that you're going to Wamigo with?
Maybe. Well, we don't know what we're going to do yet. We just
so
know
this,
we're going to hang out for
so
the
this
day.
Woman, I mean, I don't mean to bring down your happy moment and whatnot, but this woman came back from Africa. Probably one of the worst places on the planet that's not like...
It's not that bad right
Canada.
Now. Well, she's at isn't...
Okay. But either way, she's coming back to America, she sees her family, and what you do is take her to some podunk town in the middle of nowhere.
That's where she wants
you
to
You need
go.
To go to, like, Kansas City and just, like, tear
she came
some stuff
Kansas
up.
She came
on a plane. Not like she was going to clubs.
No, that's where her sisters live.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, you've been in Africa for a year. You want to go home and see your family, and you want to go back to the podunk town you came from.
I don't know. I think if I was in Africa for a year and I had a chance to go live it up in Kansas City or see my family, I'd go live it up in Kansas City because I can always go see my family later. They've lived in the about a year. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what I think.
But anyway, so this is how the family matters to me.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I'm...
So that's it. The only thing that matters to you is that your cousin's back in town.
My cousin's back in... I've had really creepy dreams about her lately.
Okay, we've got to hear about these now.
Well, they weren't creepy so much as they're just... I had a dream where, like, I was
We
at,
were both in the shower together, and I didn't understand why.
We were at... It was, like, a graduation party or something. And she was across the yard, and, like, sitting on a bench or something.
Okay.
And I saw
is
her...
Is that a sneeze or a cough?
A sneeze.
It was a keys.
And so I saw her from across the yard, and I ran to her, and I gave her a hug, and I just started bawling.
She turned into a tree.
No, I just started bawling in my dream, and as soon as I started bawling, like, I woke up. It was creepy. Like, it was weird and emotional. And then I had a dream about her again the very next night, and it was just really weird that I had two dreams about her 2 nights
ago. Those aren't very creepy dreams. Those seem pretty normal to me.
Well, when you don't ever dream about your cousin, and all of a sudden she's in your dreams, and she makes you cry, like...
Yup. Whenever you dream about your cousin. Katrina wanted to say naughty words right there so badly.
I did.
I'm ruining her moment.
It's okay. I'm used to that.
Yeah. Family matters to Katrina.
And I can't.
Because when you're that close with your family, they have to. Incest joke.
I got that. But I am really, really close with my cousins.
I know you are. One time, I think you neglected me and Chris for like an hour and a half to write a Facebook message to her.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I believe I was mocking you. In fact, it might have delayed the taping of this show before we did it live.
Yeah.
Fairly certain that was the case. So.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Not today.
No, not today. Like 8 months ago.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think. It's been 8 months since we did like an episode that wasn't
yeah,
in June.
No kidding.
So, anyway, what matters to me? As long as you're done.
I'm basically done.
Basically, what do you want to get out?
That was it.
Okay, then you are done.
Yeah, I just didn't get the satisfaction of my story because someone decided
okay,
to steal my
how would you like me to satisfy you?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
I can give you more time to talk about your cousin.
No, it's okay.
It just seemed like the only story you had was that she's back and that's
oh,
it.
I can't wait to see her. Like, I've missed her super much. Like,
I know.
I said super much.
Just speaks to how excited you are. That's
I know.
All.
It kind of makes me a little emotional. But yeah.
Are you going to cry? Because that'd
I might.
Be really great for ratings.
I might.
Please do.
I would not right now, though.
Ugly.
I know how to contain it.
Cry, fatty. Does that work?
No.
Dumb me. Stupid.
Just what matters to you, Seth?
What matters to me? This is very important in our lives.
No, it's not.
Nothing has affected us like this right here, okay? I don't know if you guys...
Invention of sliced bread?
No, it's not sliced bread, although that's a pretty big one. This is bigger. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
Oh, I know!
Oh, I heard that.
They're the longest running Hollywood marriage or something I heard the other
First
day.
First of all, Katie Holmes is way too hot to be with that midget.
And not really.
She is.
I don't think
She's
so.
Got that face that's just like, I'm stupid, take me home. That's what I like. Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah. So, I'm not really talking about Tom Cruise's and Katie Holmes' divorce, although it is an American tragedy, we will all agree. Terrible. Terrible tragedy. On the cover of Vanity Fair, then their relationship jumped the couch. You get it? I've been working on that joke for a long time.
I'm so proud of you.
It's a pretty good joke.
That was a great joke.
Yeah. Here's what really matters to me about the whole thing.
That Katie
Apparently,
Holmes is now single.
Katie Holmes, that's a big story to me personally, but not really for the public.
Anyway.
Katie Holmes was reportedly afraid of her husband because she thought that he was going to ship off Suri, the 6-year-old named after the iPhone app, to an intense Scientology organization where children as young as 5 can live in the center without parents and be taught the highest levels of Scientology.
Oh, God.
So, apparently, Holmes, who was raised Catholic, didn't want her 6-year-old daughter to be shipped off to some kind of brainwashed Scientology camp.
Right.
And that's initially what drove a spike. Let's say steak, because he was in an interview with a vampire, and I like to make puns. Drove a stake through their relationship, the heart of their relationship.
There you go.
Exploding
Way to finish
it
that one.
Into giant bloody chunks.
That doesn't happen in interviews.
It happens in True Blood, though. And that's the only vampire show I've seen besides Twilight, where they don't die ever. They sparkle.
They glisten, though.
I think it's sparkle, actually.
I know it's sparkle.
Quit trying to man it up by making it more manly. Apparently, when she filed divorce papers in New York, she's been laying low in a Manhattan apartment. But she says a creepy crew from the Church of Scientology have been watching them. Apparently, some mystery men sat inside a white Cadillac Escalade, like Bill Snyder, bearing Tennessee license plates, with the engine idling and the AC running, all casually dressed and 40 to 50 years old. Apparently, they wouldn't identify themselves or roll down their windows when the Daily News reporter knocked.
And how did they know their AC was on? I mean, obviously, it's summer, but still.
They could hear it. That's why. The men only got out of their SUV to photograph reporters interviewing neighbors in front of the building between 24th and 25th Streets. TMZ reported on Sunday that the men in the Escalade were sent by the Church of Scientology to shadow Holmes and their daughters. Oh, and her daughter. Scientology officials denied the report, of course, saying, "There is no truth whatsoever to the TMZ report or any other report that the Church of Scientology has sent anyone to follow or survey Katie Holmes, although she's hot." Gary Soter, a lawyer for the Church of Scientology International, told the Daily News in an email. So, Tom Cruise getting divorced because Katie Holmes didn't want their daughter to be shipped off to some type of evil concentration camp.
Basically.
And so now that she's divorcing him, there's some thugs from the church of the crazy people just like
Which
following
just
her
how little,
and the daughter around.
How little of an actual theology it is.
Isn't it freaky, the Church of Scientology?
Yes.
Like, what are they doing?
And it counts as a religion.
What, I mean, what are they... What is the purpose of that?
I don't even know what their basis is.
You think that they're like they ate like Da Vinci Code type cult type thing where they have like blood sacrifices and
it could.
Like I gotta think like honestly if
Suri must be their godsend.
Let's say there was no reporters and these people grabbed Katie Holmes and Suri, what would they do with them? I mean, they have to do something.
Imagine tying them up.
To them. Take them somewhere.
I just see them kidnapping Suri and taking her to that.
I just can't imagine they sit at Katie Holmes' house like, you need to text Tom Cruise an apology or we're not going to let you go. Like, I just don't see that as being an option. Well, it kind of freaks me out a little bit that this place exists and that so many celebrities are a part of it.
I don't like how all the celebrities are part of it. Well, and I didn't realize it was that big where they've got like a camp.
They've got like tons of stuff. Like they have tons of money because all the celebrities give money to them.
And all the way to brainwash more concerts.
Like John Travolta's a big one. Tom Cruise is a big one. By relation, people say Oprah's a big one.
Madonna.
Like all these people that have tons of money are part of the Church of Scientology. I don't know. I wouldn't think so because I don't think Brad Pitt would be a part of that because he seems intelligent to me.
I don't think so.
Angelina Jolie's halfway in Hilden.
And missionary work and stuff. Yeah. That just doesn't add up with Scientology.
I just don't know what they need all this money for because, like...
I know.
Where's the church buildings at? What do they study?
Hollywood.
Why do they need all this money? What are they doing?
Drugs.
I just feel like these creepy Hollywood people. We all know that rich people do some crazy things. Because they get bored and they have lots of money.
They've got nothing to do with
and they've
lives.
Got nothing to do anymore. And I just imagine that the Church of Scientology is some big like veil covering up all this seedy underbelly stuff that I kind of want to be involved in a little bit, but also don't want to be involved in.
You want to get involved enough to know what it is, but not be involved enough to where you can't get out.
I want to get involved to have like an Eyes Wide Shut orgy party, but not to kill people. That's what I want.
That's great.
I want the line right there. I want to be in deep enough for ladies like Katie Holmes, but not in so deep that Tom Cruise hires a band of thugs to come to my house and stare me down.
I think it's like you're in or you're out, and I mean that's normally how those cults are.
Well, that's like how did Katie Holmes? How was it? Were she and Tom Cruise able to be married anyway? If he's big Scientology and she's Catholic,
I don't know. Maybe she converted or something. It's a good question.
But if she converted,
as you chew your noodle. But she converted.
But if she converted, why would she be so upset about Suri being part of it?
Well, I would think because she's six and she's just being shipped off away from her parents to some evil camp. I mean, honestly,
if she were truly believed Scientology, she would be okay with it. If she was truly brainwashed.
Let's say your boyfriend Doe and you are madly in love. Just madly in love, okay?
Okay.
Now, he lives in Beverly Hills. He also has a black card and will buy you anything you want.
Black card.
Yeah. It's a fancy Amex.
I know.
You know what Amex is? American Express. Just trying to help you. It's a fancy credit card.
He has a
credit card that'll buy you anything you want, anytime you want it. And he loves you madly. You went on Oprah and jumped on a couch.
Why does he love Katrina and not me?
Because you're Seth's property.
That's right. You hitched your trailer to the wrong horse or something.
I want a black card.
Anyway, moving on. Would you put up with your husband's weird behavior as long as it didn't affect your children and yourself?
Well, I feel like ultimately that would affect me.
Well, I mean, it would affect you. You know he was doing it. But, like, let's say he's off sacrificing virgins. Let's just say, because I'm pretty sure that's what they do. And you kind of knew, but you didn't know. Would you break up with them?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills, buy everything you want, madly in love.
It's tempting, but yeah.
Madly in love, even?
Well, okay, madly in love, no, because if you're madly in love, you're nothing else, you're blinded by it.
Okay, so we all know that they've been together for, like, 6 years at least, probably seven. It's boring at that time, probably not madly in love anymore.
No.
So she's probably tired of watching him sacrifice virgins, especially when she's going to bring in
the madly
kid.
In love has worn off.
That's exactly right. And, like, the kid's starting to get involved. She doesn't want the kid to get involved. That's why they broke up.
Agreed.
Because Scientology is evil.
It's the devil.
And if anyone out there is listening that believes in Scientology or knows a lot about it, you should email us.
Yeah, give us some facts.
But don't come stalk us.
But do invite me to one of those Eyes Wide Shut parties because I'd love to go to one of those.
Nope.
Even if they're in Phoenix, I'll fly there. I'm
nope.
She wants to date Katrina's boyfriend anyway, so don't listen to her. She can't do
only
nothing.
Because he has a black card.
Anyway, so that's what matters to me. So, recap. Scientology divorce. Child molester. Katrina's cousin's back. These are the things that matter to us on life.
Yay.
Aren't you happy you listened to this episode?
Yay. The next one will be better. Stay tuned.
No, it won't.
Will it? Are you sure? We're only half done, you know. Anyway, we should take a break.
Yes.
And we should come back with the listener letters and then our final segment, and then it's on to show number two.
Yay!
Oh, happy day. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
This microphone is seriously going to fall off the stand any second.
We'll get duct tape at the next.
It's like...
A choice word is going to be bleeped out. So.
Anyway, please don't make me edit.
I wasn't going
to. I have to edit three shows tonight because I'm not going to be here to put them up.
You can edit your microphone looks pathetic. Too. How about that?
It does. It's a little limp. Yeah, I'm with you. So... Welcome to the letter segment.
Letters!
Let's do the patented fade out. Okay, Chris totally ruined our patented fade out, so let's do it again. Everybody
go dance. I ruined it.
Oh, was that you doing the da 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 da?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were talking at the same time.
No.
I thought she did the da 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 and you did the mail time.
No.
Okay.
That was me.
Katrina totally ruined it, so let's do a patented fade out. Okay. Patented fade out over. Now, let's play our letter music. We already heard from Molly, who was right about Katrina being wrong.
Thank you.
Let's see. Topics. We'll play Dealer's Choice again. Topics for tonight's letters. Even though we're running a little too late to play Dealer's Choice.
Who cares?
Yeah, okay. We only got two shows left. Why not blow all of our good content in this hour? That makes sense. Dealer's Choice. We have one about me not playing enough sound effects.
I agree.
One hilarious email about Matthew. We have a question about the bonus shows.
Matthew.
We have one question about me, and we have a big letter about Katrina's boyfriend, Doe.
Matthew.
Okay. I have to wait for the music.
Time to fit out.
Okay. Totally jiving over here.
Gotcha. Now focus. Refocus.
You look creepy.
That's normal.
This is how I seduce women.
That's why it doesn't work.
Is with that dance right there. That's why the best I got was Chris. Harper says, Matthew is getting married? And this weekend? That's insane. Yeah, it is.
It's not this weekend.
It is this weekend. It's the 6th of July.
I thought he was... Oh, okay. Never mind. He must have changed it.
No, he didn't. It's been the 6th of July for like a year.
On like Aaron's birthday, and that's why you weren't.
That was like 2 years ago. It was on Aaron's birthday.
Well, he did change it then.
Anyway.
Anyway, so Harper.
At least you admit when you're wrong. I mean, so he did change it. I mean, I bet one time in his mind he thought about doing it in August, and it's like, yeah, maybe we'll do it on July 6th. So he did change it.
I kind of remember now that we had this conversation.
So Harper, what's going on in
Harper
Harperland?
Says, Matthew's getting married, and this weekend? This is insane. The Mayans said the world wouldn't end until December. I'm totally unprepared. What kind of children are those two going to produce?
None.
It'll be like Rise of the Planet of the Apes up in here. Prometheus and stuff. Crazy. Of course, you can't get him on the show. Typical Matthew. But do try and give us the details, all the details of the wedding that you can. I will do my best. You'll have to wait 4 weeks for him because my next two shows are being recorded tonight. But Matthew is scheduled. I called him, I texted him, and he's ignored both things. I haven't heard anything back from him. But I did tell him we're recording all night. Usually he calls at like 7:30. He's like, I'm on my break. Can I be on the show? And I'm like, no, the show doesn't start till 8. He's like, oh, man, okay. And he calls back the next week with the same thing. This week, because we're live, it's 6:50 right now, he should call at 7:30 like he normally does.
Yeah. He'll forget.
And put him on the air, which would be in the middle of the next show, but still he'll be on the air. And he's not going to call.
No.
I go, man, I got busy at work. I had to cook some pulled pork Hot Pockets during lunch. I didn't have time to call that. That's my impression of Matthew.
It's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it is. So that's Matthew. And hopefully he'll call. And if he does, we'll make him pretend like he's married, because when it airs, he will be. And we'll grill him all about his wedding that happened. Ask him questions like, what did the press man say in the speech? But I can't blow all my good content, because it'd be hilarious. And we'll watch him crash and burn, because he can't ad-lib. It'd be horrible. It'll be lots of silence. So that's what's up with Matthew. But I will find out what happened, and I will give a full report on this show. And, I mean, if we're around. Because the world could end. What do you guys want to hear next?
I forgot the options.
Nope, you have to pick.
Something about Katrina.
No, do something about Seth. I don't want
Seth from Peter. Wouldn't it be funny if Seth wrote me? It'd be really confusing. Peter writes, Seth, while you're on this whirlwind tour in July,
sound effects.
You should make a few stops and do a live appearance.
Ooh.
I'm in Denver, and I'd love to buy you a pint of a microbrew we have here.
Ooh, I would go.
Give us a thought and email me if you're up for it. Not happening. Number one, my girlfriend's with me. I don't want you to see her. Number two, my family's
with
me.
You.
And they don't care about anything that I do that doesn't make money, which is means they don't care about this. Number three, Katrina's jealous that I get invited and you're not. Is that what's motion?
Katrina wants to go.
I'm part of the show. I should be involved with
so
it.
Katrina's
so
jealous that she doesn't get to go. And number four.
No, I should have gotten in. Yeah,
I don't want to get stabbed by you. No offense, but you may stab me. But I'll be sure to email you when I'm in Denver. Be like, I'm in Denver, but I'm totally leaving right now. Sorry, bro. That'll be what happens. So, yeah, one day when you guys shop through Amazon, we have lots of money. Me and Katrina will do a live appearance in some remote city with a beach that Katrina likes.
And me.
Nope, you're not allowed.
Yeah, you're not coming.
I'm coming.
We'll put you in the truck.
Put you in a burka. Is that racist?
Nope.
I don't know. Anyway, but thank you. You flatter me, Peter. Thank you. Next.
Sound effects.
When Katrina told that awful... Oh, sorry. Jack says, when Katrina told that awful joke last week and Seth played the Tom Hanks laugh, that was golden. Seth's really been laying off the sound effects lately, and I just want to know why. I'm a big fan of T-Sacks and T-Sabs. That's the Seth and Colby show and the Seth and Brian show, for those not in the know. And you played funny sounds all the time, and I loved it. I know life is a different format, but hearing those sounds every once in a while makes me very happy. Love the show, and thanks for sticking around during your vacation. Okay. Jack? This is for you. Other audience members? Blame Jack.
This is really funny right now.
Do I look like a happy child?
Yeah, basically you're like, ooh, what button am I gonna push next? I was trying to be good with my mouth.
If you don't, so we do talk about that last year, didn't we?
I was waiting for that one.
Those really deserve more focus.
You missed one. I was trying to be good with my mouth.
You're missing the most important one.
I'm not playing that one.
Which one?
The hello, how are you one? Because you love it.
Yeah, I do.
I can't play things that you like. That defeats the purpose. We're not done yet. We got two more things to go. Some of these I haven't played in a very long time, which is why they stutter. It's just funny to watch Katrina do anything to this because she's like, wait, what am I doing to the timpani? And then we'll cap it off with this. Okay. Sorry, listeners, but that made Jack very happy. I also had to turn it up really loud at a part there because Katrina turned off her headphones, so I had to play it through the external speakers we have here in studio for people who don't have headphones, so she would still hear the Nyan Cat. Anyway, back to the letters. Katrina, next?
Nope, pick another one.
Okay, we're doing one about Katrina's boyfriend then.
Okay.
Actually...
How many do we have left?
Let's finish this one because we only have one beside your boyfriend. We'll let your boyfriend do the last one.
Okay.
I don't know if that's meant, but we'll try it anyway. Layla. I really miss the bonus shows. Are those ever coming back? The Rock Band, the Last Word Game, and the cooking? I miss those. I'd gladly pay for them. Love the free show, too. Thanks for coming back after your hiatus. You're welcome. Bonus shows are dead. We don't have time to do them because Katrina chose 8 o'clock at night for our live broadcast. This means we'd be doing bonus shows.
I didn't mean every week.
It's she chose 8 o'clock. We have to do it consistently, but that's okay. That's a discussion for a later time. Anyway, bonus shows are dead because we don't really come up with good enough content, which is ironic because we're doing 3 hours of shows tonight when all we're required to do is 2. But the third show is going to suck. I'll tell you that right now.
Nah, I have faith in the third show.
It's going to be horrible. Anyway, it's so hot in here I could die, which is in reference to the letter we're going to have in the next segment, which is actually a week from now, but it's actually an hour from now.
You didn't play the sizzle one.
I didn't, and I'll play it. Well, what? I want to play it for Jack. Do I have the sizzle on here anymore?
I don't think you do.
I
feel like I do.
Oh, there it is.
So hot.
And I'm burning. I'm sizzling.
You're cooking.
I feel like bacon.
Last letter.
Nope. Boyfriend.
You need the hot one first.
No, that one's next show.
Oh, okay.
We got this whole new set of letters for next hour.
I got you. Ooh, yay.
We're going to need next week. Not hour. It's hour to us. Week to everybody else. Jackson.
Jackson.
J-A-X-O-N.
I like that.
Jackson.
I like that a lot.
So, talking directly to you. Oh. Pretend I'm Jackson.
Okay, Jackson.
Do I need to have, like, a cool voice on?
No.
I feel like I need
a cool voice. Here we go.
No, that's crazy.
That was not the voice I was thinking.
No, let's go. That creeps me out.
What's up, Katrina? This is Jackson. No, you got to put on the headphones.
They fell off.
The headphones fell off. Hey, baby.
So creepy. Stop.
Hey, baby. What's up? This is Jackson. So, your new boyfriend. I got to be honest, he sounds kind of boring. I bet he has a dog. That's why you're dating him. This is just a total hunch here, but you'd love that filthy, yet neglected animal more than any normal parents love their children. And because of that, I bet you fancy yourself as a mother. Single mothers often find single dads to partner up with because they both know the struggles of having children. And I bet that parallels to your life. He has a dog, doesn't he? And that's why you love him. You guys just probably laze around on the couch and watch your dog slowly die of boredom, and you all probably think that's cute. It's animal cruelty. Get rid of the dog who spends more time in the cage now than he did when he lived at the pound, and ditch that boring boyfriend and get yourself some hot soldier. Do it for the good of the show. Single Katrina is so much more interesting. Boring Katrina means more of Seth, and no one wants that. Love the show.
Thanks, Jackson. Appreciate it.
The best part is that's so true. He does have a dog. Katrina does neglect her dog.
This dude just pegged your life
I know.
Amazingly well for you not sharing any details.
I didn't know any better. I would have thought that it was you, but I know you don't do this.
No, Jackson.
That would take too much time and effort for you to put in.
Yeah.
No, the sad truth is... I don't fancy myself a single mother.
She does.
I do fancy myself as a parent, and she is my child. I mean, Seth can vouch that I have over 100 pictures of her on Facebook.
I do.
Now.
They're horrible. I mean, I can. They're horrible. I posted a great photo in reaction to her dog pictures.
You did. More dog pictures. Anyway, he does also have a dog. We don't just lounge around watching them. We actually
they do. They lounge around watching their.
That's
dog.
That's so not true. We actually go to the dog park and do stuff. Of course not now because it's over 100 degrees.
Katrina, what do you do at the dog park?
We watch them play with other dogs.
Oh, wow. That sounds really exciting.
It's actually pretty fun.
I bet it is. You just sit there on the grass?
No.
What do you do?
You usually have to watch Lucy.
You want to know how I didn't write this letter? Because his letter was much funnier than I'm being right now.
That's true.
That's how I know. Anyway, my name's Jackson and I approve this message.
So... Thanks, Jackson, for that great letter. Please write more letters about Katrina and her neglected my favorite part. But you love that filthy yet neglected animal more than normal parents love their children.
I like how it says it spends more time in the cage.
Get rid of that dog who spends more time in the cage now than he did when he lived at the pound.
It's only so funny because it's so true.
I wish that was my joke. That's such a great joke. Oh man, Jackson, you're a beast. So, that was our letters. If you have more awesome letters like that, please send them to us. Email life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. We'll get them. If they're great, like Jackson's letter, we'll read them on the air. We do a segment every week reading your letters, much to my chagrin of having to copy and paste 6 times. It's horrible. I hate it.
Golly gee.
It's horrible. Slowly but surely, I'm working details out. Like, I used to put last names in here and cities and states. Then I worked out last names, and then I worked out cities. Now I've worked out everything but your first name in the letter. Pretty soon, it's going to be like a summary of your letter from an anonymous source. Because that's how I roll. But anyway, if you want to be a part of that cruelty, animal cruelty, and please, email us, life@duo.com, and we'll read your letter on the air. Anyway, it's time for our third break.
Yay.
For those watching live, I promise I'll play the correct one. For those who are not watching live, disregard this sentence. We'll be right back.
The previous sentence.
This exactly.
Is life.
Welcome back. Katrina, wake up. Show's back on. It's time to talk. Talk time. Say something. Any words. Do I need to play the clips where you were wrong again?
No.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to our final segment. Thank you very much for listening. It's the time where we shill everything.
Shill everything?
It's my favorite part of the show. It's where I try to make us money and miserably fail.
Basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
here's your 5 minutes of fame.
As you know, this show didn't air live. We have quite a few that watch us live. And those people probably are not watching right now. And they'll get on at 8 and they'll be like, why are they talking like it's July 18th? And it's because we're doing 3 shows in one night. Which means if you want to watch this hilarious episode and see Katrina's wardrobe malfunction she had during the second break, you have to buy this episode. It's $1.29. You get the audio without commercials. You get it in high def. You get it in stereo sound. You get the video. And it's totally worth it. Usually you get dual radio along with it, but these 3 weeks we're not doing dual radio because we're not going to be here. But that's an added bonus as well. But if you want the video, that's how you get it. $1.29. Super cheap. Come on, people. You can afford $1.29. And email us, life@duo.com. Get your stuff on our segment. And buy stuff at the Duo shop. We need to get some more shirts in there.
Yeah, we do.
We really need some new shirts.
I think we always say that.
Yeah. But I don't actually ever do it.
No,
but I really
shocking.
Want to. I just never have the time. And the best things you can do besides giving us money and using Amazon and buying the show directly is telling your friends. You can do that by following us on Twitter, liking us on Facebook. Both of those are /duo.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes. That also helps. But the number one thing you do is get on like
Pitter.
Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on your Tumblr, your LinkedIn.
Oh, it's combining Pinterest and Twitter for the record.
Oh, yeah, Pinterest. I forgot about that one.
And tell people that you're watching the show. Thank you, Katrina, for taking over from my pitter blunder.
I got
oh, man.
Back.
Anyway, so that's the number one thing that'll help us is just tell your friends. And that's it.
That's it.
Not for us, though.
Here's the end of show one.
So, like Katrina said, that is the end of show one. Now,
take two.
We're going to stream quickly into the future. And we're going to join you next week.
In the twilight.
I love how Chris finished that one.
Let's see. We should do like a bet right now to see how many times we mention that it's not the 11th of July in the next episode, in this episode. I bet we mention it 800 times.
I bet we only mention the 11th once, and that's the beginning.
That's probably true, and the rest will all be about today.
Yeah, the rest will be today.
But I can't, because we did this prep so far in advance, I can tease next week's show, which is something that we never do.
That's true.
Because we're doing it. As I said, we're doing all 3 shows today. We don't have any news stories because, like Chris's story this week, they'd be way out of date. So we're doing an awesome new game that Chris put together for us to guess songs, and that'll be fun in its place. But then we have letters and everything else like normal.
Letters.
And the same shenanigans as you're accustomed to, where I say pitter. So anyway, we'll see you guys next week /in 5 minutes.
Out.
Bye.
This is life.
sign for signify. And so since I've often tried to run off a cliff like gathering swine, inside my word broken anchor pin, wondering whether we were someone better than, or maybe just better able to pretend. And what better means to our inevitable end? No, I don't know if I know, though some with certainty insist no certainty exists. Well, I'm certain enough of this. In the past 14 years, there's only one girl I kissed. In the blistering heat of the Asbury Pier, we sat quiet as monks on the Ferris wheel. You're looking down at the water, out at the sea. I asked her, you're in that recurring fantasy where you push little kids from the tops of the rise. And she shook her head no. I said, oh, neither do I. And with my grandma's ring, I went down on one knee. And the subsequent catastrophe haunted me like a fiberglass ghost. The attic of my inconveniently selective memory, so fatally you mercifully withdrew all the bearing points we thought we knew. Days run, days set clock, our compass shot. We sailed waywardly on, singing our midnight archer songs, until well past dawn. It's still dark from the deck of our boats. Beside your remains on the stones, where your cold fingers wrapped round my ankle bones. Maybe 10 feet away was a star, thousands of times the size of our sun, exploding like tiny balloons that broke contact.
Chest was full of yarn we spun from Shetland wool. Socks from where the Dorset froze. Shear we scoured hours before the rooster crowed. The price of German silver fell. Well,